Hi, this is Bruce Baer. This is part two of Ask an Expert Anything, and tonight we're asking Mary McCarthy anything about journaling, about her business Create Right Now, about journaling for the health of it. And Mary had just explained to us about her new pro shop at the end of part one, where she'll have journaling materials. And if you do a free writing lesson, she's also going to give you a free prize out of that journaling pro shop, and that offer extends from now to the end of 2009, and I hope that many of you will take advantage of that. Now, Mary, one of the things you talked about as we were discussing these things here at the end with a free writing lesson is you said the words "get out of your own way," and you also said the words "get to the page." So, how does someone go about getting out of their way and getting to the page? One of the ways is to take this free writing lesson with you. But if they're too timid or shy to do that, what do they do at home to get out of their own way?
I'd like to offer a couple of other avenues. I have on Facebook, I've set up a Create Right Now business page. It's a community of journalers that have other people discuss their challenges and things like that. So sometimes reading what's going on for some other people may help the process. Also on my website, I have a blog that talks about all different aspects of the process and dealing the different issues of. I think one of the more recent articles I had was the five steps to start journaling for the health of it, and just some basic ideas, and also on the website itself, I have a division called Journaling Tips that have all kinds of articles, websites, books that are available. So there might be people might want to just get a book on journaling or read an article or things like that. So that's and as far as to answer the question of getting out of our own way, it's a lifelong challenge, but it gets better as we go along once we accept the fact that though maybe society and our upbringing and our teaching, there are things that people in our formative years maybe didn't help us. The issue is really us, and getting into us and really realizing, okay, I'm doing that again, and just really that's a whole different experience. So I think the best thing to do is to be nice to yourself, and one of the things that helps is just sitting and doing some meditating. Not heavy duty, the whole process, but just really reconnecting with yourself and just okay, what's going on, what's happening, and things like that. And another recommendation is sometimes just to get to the journal, and I know a lot of people have the experience of the blank page, and just take the pen and just say, okay, I'll take this page and just write whatever. So that's another way. But I think it's, again, just tuning into ourselves and just having to continually have discussions with ourselves in a nice, compassionate, kind point of kind method. So I think we're always so easy to to beat ourselves up and to really trip ourselves up and things like that. So it's just a relearning, a behavior change, and I think it just starts with taking, as you said earlier, Bruce, one step at a time, and just say, okay, let's pick one thing, or like I said earlier, with the let's do one page, or let's just or let's try something different. What if I just ask the page a question, or just something like that? So,
those are all good suggestions. Now, you know, one of the things they can take advantage of is what you call writing therapy services. You have a whole page about that. One of them involves your newsletter. And I was looking at the titles. You have newsletters on there for the last 11 months, and so they can get the old issues right off your website if they want. But tell me about those newsletters and the writing therapy services.
Okay. Well, the newsletter comes out on a monthly basis, and what it includes are normally I talk about something. I think like last month I talked about how we need to one of the things about Thanksgiving. We're always focusing on Thanksgiving and presents and things like that. And one of the things we don't do a whole lot of is about forgiveness and how to forgive yourself. So we have a discussion around that, and I always include a what I call a try this at home suggestion, which is like I said, okay, we'll try combining ask the page a question and then take 4 or 5 minutes and then meditate around that question, and then go back to the page and write down what the answer to your question is. So that those types of things. And then I include another section is called In Your Own Words. And what I do is I have journalers talk about their stories and their experiences with journaling. And this last weekend, in fact, was a young lady wrote a very nice story about how she's using journaling to successfully deal with her depression. So that's it's very interesting. Like I said, it comes out on a monthly monthly basis. And as far as my services, I have an hour session or a half an hour session. Dealing with whatever issues are coming up in your writing process, and my hourly charge is $85 and $45 for a half an hour session. So, and again, it's a very eclectic custom design session based on where you are in your writer's journey, if you will, your journaling journey, and with, a lot of people, or everyone, as we know, with our life in general, we're all on different journeys and things like that. We're in different points in our life and career and things like that. So it's so really I customize, based on where you are in the process and what challenges you're dealing with, and or page fright, or whatever you want to call them. We just work through whatever is on your agenda for that day.
Well, that's a great service. I think that someone could say, wow, that costs a lot of money. But I think that when a plumber comes to my house, I don't know what it's like. We're up in New England, but down here in North Carolina, it's $125 from the pull up and park in my driveway. And if he comes in the house, the meter starts running.
Yes.
And that's just for a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
It always reminds me of the old joke about the neurosurgeon who, got a bill from his plumber, and he said, $500 an hour. I'm a neurosurgeon and I don't make that much. And the plumber says, when I was a neurosurgeon, I didn't either. But, but anyway, that's really kind of a bargain when you think about, okay, I have a backache and I'm not sleeping well, and you can take this journal and in a couple of half hour sessions, learn how to utilize that and kind of get over all the little humps so that you actually can open up and break free. That's way less than a couple of copays to your doctor, and probably going to be more therapeutic in a lot of ways with regard to that. Not that you shouldn't go to the doctor. I'm not suggesting that, but it's just like a physical. You're going to kind of get a checkup from the neck up here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really a bargain price when you look at it in that kind of a context. And I want to remind listeners, when they hear prices, to think about what's the value and not what's the cost.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, that you talked about the medical profession. One of the other benefits of journal writing, and I could go on and on and on, is that once we get further and further into ourselves and we really understand who we are and our power, our strength, then we're in a much better position to then see our doctors, our other healthcare professionals as resources to us, as opposed to the way we're normally experiencing things. Oh, I got pain. I got to run to the doctor. Got to do this. But the journal writing enables you to, slow yourself down and just say, okay, the issue is, it's such and such. I do need to see a doctor to get me, to take care of this issue. I mean, like with me with the shingles. Okay, I need to see a doctor to see, what is it available as far as, something that can help with the pain and the agony. But then from there, I took the ball and, made the rest of the other changes I needed to make, by myself. So I think, again, it's just the writing just helps you really, again, get into your head, as you said earlier, and just really see how many things we do just, it's like automatic reflex, as opposed to taking a moment and saying, okay, this is what I'm feeling, this is what's happening and all that type of thing, this is what I need. So, check in with the journal and ask it a question, and it'll help you, figure it out and get clear and say, okay, this is what I need to do about this, and then see, how the medical profession can be a resource to us, and, basically we take the ownership of being our own primary care provider, and then figuring out, okay, we need these resources to help us, in our healing, our disease reduction or whatever.
One of the groups of people that I'm working with right now, and my partner and I are putting together a little program for them, is women in menopause. Because there's so many things going on with them as they kind of go through this process of physical change from, I guess, fertility to natural infertility, and the body changes. And one of the things that can change is the way they think and feel about themselves. And this would be a really good way for them to kind of deal with all these different feelings and thoughts and emotions and changes. Have you had any menopausal clients that you've worked with at all in that regard?
I would say that the majority of my client base are, shall I say, women of a certain age. That there are people, ladies that are in their early 50s, who have gone through the change, and that's what they're, it's like, oh, what do I do now? Where do I go? All that type of thing. So it's really a good opportunity for them to start the journaling and just, because with a woman, so much with the kids, the hormones and things like that, it's just like, oh, what's going on here? And that's important. What's going on in my body? And again, just understanding the mentality of, what's wrong with you? Oh, she's going through the change, the hot flashes, the night sweat. I mean, that's all part of the natural process. Yes, there are some women that have very severe things that you do really need some medical attention to. But by and large, it's really a further understanding of your body and your mind. So to answer your question, like I said, my client base is basically women in their mid to late 50s. But also, it's also interesting that there are three or four grandmother and great grandmother clients who are, I guess, I think of a different situation, but I think they've had the experience of the menopause and being through it. So it sounds like what you're doing is very, very fascinating. I think that it certainly sounds like some journaling in the process could be beneficial.
Well, it just occurred to me, I hadn't thought about that, but one of the problems is that they feel disconnected from their own bodies.
Yes.
And I think some of that is they've been so busy mothering and working and, and doing and putting themselves last that they really are disconnected. And all of a sudden, the body starts sending them signals that, hey, I'm here, you're living in me,
mm-hmm.
Start paying a little bit of attention. And it's not like I can talk from experience, except the experience of listening to lots of people tell me about it. So you,
mm-hmm.
at least I have an empathetic point of view. Can't say that I'll ever understand it, but at least I have an empathetic point of view from it, from association.
Yes, and I think too, as we said earlier, the body speaks to us, and it speaks in terms of, be it headaches, sinus infections, menopause, and it's just like it's a natural part of what the body is, and it's like that's the body's way of attempting to get our attention. That, like you say, I'm here, I've been here X number of years. How about that? Let's sit down and chat and have a try to get reacquainted with each other. So.
Well, I think this would be a real good way. It just occurred to me for those people, that group of people, and obviously there's a people who believe that because those are the people who are being attracted to this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through more than one kind of change, physical changes, and then the changes in empty nest. And they usually reach a point in their career where they're kind of usually on top of their career, usually if they've been a career woman. So they, they're actually looking at they can see the end of the career over the horizon. So I think all those things would make journaling a very, very valuable tool for them and a valuable piece of time that they would spend every day. I need to direct some of my patients this way. It just occurred to me as we were talking, so.
Well, and also too, it's just interesting that just today I saw a client, and her comment to me was she's been journaling now for I guess about 6 months. She's I'd say mid 50s or something, and she just came out and she said, after doing all this journaling, I am enjoying me, and making my life about me, and I'm not feeling guilty or bad or anything. I'm really enjoying talking about and living my life for me. So it's really interesting. Like I said, it's so exciting to see, us reconnect and just really get back to who we were. As I said, a long time ago in a galaxy far away when we came into this world. So. And all those talents and things like that, talent, strength, creativity, it's all there.
Right, and it's never too late to awaken those things. You don't know what
Correct.
You're going to do with them, but it's never too late to awaken those things and so they can enrich your life and so that you can, feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it sounds like that lady, she was, it doesn't sound like she was being selfish at all. It sounds like, suddenly she could have a life and it was okay. And that sounds like maybe up until she started journaling, she didn't feel like it was okay.
No.
Now she has permission.
Right. And it's almost like the empty nest type of a thing. Oh, what do I do now? There's a line from a Broadway song that I like. And the character says, I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me. But, and it's like, yeah, that's what people are ladies are and I do have a couple of gentlemen clients are comfortable. This like, yeah, it's all about that. You know, the kids have been raised. They've done the breadwinning things. Like, okay, and just to get into for themselves and just like, oh wow, this is fun. And you know, the idea of talking about me is a good positive thing.
Yeah, it is a good positive thing. Because one of the things I teach my clients is that self-care is the most unselfish thing you can do. If you take good care of yourself, you have abundance overflowing then, and you have plenty for everybody else. Yeah. Rather than trying to conserve what you feel like it can't be replaced. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to regenerate you, and
yeah.
then you overflow, and that's. It sounds like these people are experiencing that for the first time in their life.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's interesting now. I've gotten to the point where with my clients, I can tell if they have not been journaling consistently. I mean, it just really shows. I can by the tone of their voice and and what they're saying or how they're saying it or that type of thing. So it's very interesting, and I can tell now who's been journaling consistently, and it's great to see the lines are gone from the face. There aren't the headaches that they were getting, the physical pains or whatever are starting to subside, and it's really interesting, and also in people's voice. I do a lot with clients over the phone, and just to hear your voice sounds different. It sounds positive. It sounds excited. It sounds curious. So it's really enjoyable to have that experience. To have people that have these epiphanies and these aha's situations on a fairly consistent basis is really, really exciting. I mean, there are certainly days that are going to be really challenging, and you'll have to have a session and with your journal, and you'll come away. Oh, things are not solved the way you would like them to. But that in time it works itself out. So then you'll come, like I say, you'll take a shower, you'll take a walk in the park, and it's like, oh yeah, that's what it is. Or go back and maybe you'll continue to have some additional journaling sessions, and then then you'll have it'll take you, as I said earlier, it'll take you where you need to go. It's like, yes, that's what it is. So it's fascinating.
Well, it sounds great, Mary, and I really appreciate you sharing this with us so freely. I hope that listeners will take advantage of this free writing lesson. If you click on the big button, it'll take you to Mary's a page on Mary's website, Create Right Now, and you can enter in some information so that she can contact you and arrange to do this free journaling session. And if you do that before the end of 2009, then when she opens her store on December the 6th, she's going to, if you complete your lesson assignments, not just sign up for a lesson, but complete the lesson assignments, then you get to choose a prize there that she's offering out of the Journal Pro Shop. And you want to take advantage of her writing therapy services. You want to sign up for her Journal Write newsletters. You want to read the blog. And she has a great resource page there with some very interesting articles on it. And what else do you have that I haven't mentioned, Mary?
You've covered all the bases. Thank you very much, Bruce. Yeah. And also, the Facebook page, if people want to have the community on Facebook, there are all kinds of great tips and resource sharing and things like that with other people. So, this is the day of the computer. So, I mean, how do we live before the Internet? I mean, really. So there's that opportunity. But thank you. You did cover all the bases of everything I can think of today. I offer as far as services.
Well, I was just amazed. I went through that. You've got a nice compact site. You've got that right-sided navigation bar, and I went through that, and there's a lot of stuff there. And most of what you offer is free.
Mm-hmm.
There's even your first writing lesson, and now you're offering them some Ta-Da cards or something like that out of the pro shop when you open it here in a couple of weeks. So that's really kind of, you know, you've got a really neat business. You're planting a lot of seeds, and I hope that you grow a whole forest up there in New England for yourself. And that would be really great if they'd all come up like that.
Well, thank you very much, and I wish you good luck with your menopause, or shall I say, ladies of a certain age. And I think, you know, as you identified, Bruce, I think that would be a perfect opportunity to introduce them to journal writing, to help them, you know, reconnect with themselves and find out who they really are.
Well, I'll get in touch with you as we get further into the process and figure out how you want us to include you in our membership site. We're putting together a membership site called Female Menopause Mentors, and you can be one of our mentors for women going through the change.
Oh, thank you very much. I'd love to do that.
All right. Well, that would be great. But this brings us to the end of another quick hour, which is kind of amazing. I hope that maybe in a month or so we can get you to come back and we can hear more stories about what's going on. Hopefully you won't have any more health stories other than good health stories.
That's right. And I'm really excited. I'm glad to hear that you've taken the plunge and you're into some journal writing. So that's exciting. So.
Well, you know, like I told you, it fit right in with what I do, coaching, and I realized that the way you're talking about it is very much a moving meditation. I hadn't thought of it that way before, but this is a very powerful tool that you can just take a few minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, to meditate and then write on your meditation, and I think that you're going to break open, as they say, in the writing world, and have an epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
Or epiphanies much more easily than you would without that, because I think seeing those thoughts in a concrete form changes the way you think about them and then opens you up for the subconscious mind and other parts of the nervous system to speak to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think it is a good testimonial that journaling is, you know, for young, old, male, and female. It's for everybody. So I think the fact that, you know, a guy's doing it, like you, Bruce, I think that's great. Because I think, you know, it helps people understand that it is for everybody. It's very easy to just get out the notebook and put the pen to the page, or keyboard, the computer. We're all, you know, of the computer age, so there's really... As we said, our biggest obstacle, biggest challenge is ourselves, and we just have to, you know, nurture ourselves and, you know, be a good parent to ourselves and help us, you know, get out of the darkness and into the light of the world.
Well, and I think those are good words, Mary. And I appreciate you being a guest on Ask an Expert Anything. If there's anything we can do, I hope that you'll be in touch and let me know what changes are happening up there in New England with your business. And if there's anything, any new message, you know, we want to hear about it.
Okay. Definitely we'll tell you. And thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I really enjoy hearing about your success stories.
Well, thank you. Well, this is the end of part two. And we hope that you'll take advantage of all the things that Mary is offering. She's a great gal. I think you ought to get to know her. And if you're listening to this in a time-shifted fashion, sometime after the evening that we've done it, and it's still 2009, click that big button, go to her site, and sign up for a writing lesson. Mary, have a great night, and we'll be rooting for the Steelers on Sunday, won't we?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Thanks
have
so
a
much,
good
Bruce.
Evening.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.